Chapter 1. The Law of Identification. The teaching of identification is the legal side of our redemption. It unveils to us what God did in Christ for us, from the time he went to the cross until he sat down on the right hand of the Father. The vital side of redemption is what the Holy Spirit, through the Word, is doing in us now. Several times, Paul uses the preposition with in connection with his substitutionary teaching. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. Then he tells us that he died with Christ, that he was buried with Christ. This gives us the key that unlocks the great teachings of identification. Christ became one with us in sin, that we might become one with him in righteousness. He became as we were, to the end that we might be as he is now. He became one with us in death, that we might be one with him in life. There is a twofold oneness. First, his oneness with our sin on the cross. Second, our oneness with him in his glory on the throne. Ephesians 2:6, and raised us up with him and made us to sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He became as we were, so that we might become as he is. He died to make us live. He was made sin to make us righteous. He became weak to make us strong. He suffered shame to give us glory. He went to hell in order to take us to heaven. He was condemned in order to justify us. He was made sick in order that healing might be ours. He was cast out from the presence of God in order to make us welcome there. In the fact of identification, we have one of the richest phases of redemption.